With Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.
One of the choir members we had said that they would never ever allow anyone to say anything against the United States of America after coming to this.
That's Karen Somerset talking about the International Choral Festival, a four-day celebration of singing and culture that happens in Missoula every 3 years. This is Festival Week, and Karen and her husband Ray are hosting people from Poland.
Two members of the Bialystok Technical Institute Choir, and both of them 22, with reasonable English, and we're excited this morning for a homemade breakfast. They'd been in New York for 5 days and ate pretty much junk food. It's just a delight. This is our seventh time hosting a group.
Anne Marie is executive director of the International Choral Festival. She's the person in charge of 1,000 details and hundreds of people.
This festival in particular, we have 90 host families involved, and they will spend just a great amount of time transporting their choir member, feeding them, entertaining them. And then for volunteers, I think our volunteer coordinator worked out something like over 1,000 volunteer hours in the week of the festival. And we're looking at about 80 to 100 volunteers to cover those hours. So it's quite a big undertaking. And I can't even tell you how many hours our board of directors puts in over a 3-year period.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the world, the choirs were working hard as well. Here's the conductor of the choir from Cienfuegos, Cuba, Honey Morera.
It was a very large process with work papers and permissions and everything. And of course, we practiced a lot for preparing all the program for this beautiful festival, like Cuban music, song choreographies that we prepared too. So we practice normally every morning from 9 to 12. And we had some extras practicing for this beautiful event.
And although Cantores de Cienfuegos has performed in festivals all over the world, this is
the first trip in the United States for everybody.
And festival volunteers are determined to give the Cubans and everyone else the best experience possible.
I'm Teresa Sobieszczyk. I actually sing with the Missoula Symphony Chorale, and I'm volunteering because I love choral music and international travel and international guests, so I'm volunteering to make sure that the choirs here from so many different countries have an excellent time.
Everyone I talked with was having an excellent time.
Hello.
Trin.
Lisi.
And we're from Estonia.
You're so friendly.
Yeah.
It's so nice to be here.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff from Hong Kong. This place is magical, really good. Beautiful places, beautiful people.
Burl Studio Choir from Oakville, Ontario in Canada.
Oh, we're having such a good time.
It's fun to discover new things.
Missoula's Mayor John Engen believes the International Choral Festival is good for Missoula and everywhere else.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, you have people living with one another and learning from one another, and a big world gets smaller in all the right ways. So at the risk of hyperbole, I think this festival is not only important to Missoula, but to the world, as we sort of hear the rhetoric on the national level about what divides us, and these voices here are kind of what brings us together, right? And it's pretty remarkable. I think if we spend a little more time singing together and a little less time squabbling with one another, we'd be better off.
The International Choral Festival continues through Saturday evening. There's a link to the schedule at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. My soul is in the Lord. What a mighty man. Be led, Lord.